Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Movie Torture, where we watch bad movies so you don't have to. As always, we have the goat of podcasting, the man in the land with the baby hands, Mr. Baby Hands Brad. With us always too is the voice of the intro, the man that brings the sauce to every podcast that he's on, the once known as the Godfather, who moved up to the ranks as the Podfather, Mr. Jacob, and the one that truly keeps this show together, the one that truly everybody wants to hear, maybe even wants to see, the one, the only, the mythical Mr. MTD. Now, join us as we get to watch and discuss Sleepwalkers from 1992. What's up, everybody?
He adds, but no one will ever see or hear. Sounds like a killer to me.
Okay, MTD, to start off this pod, this is pertaining to you too, Mr. MTD. Brad, I consider you my best friend, okay?
Thank you. Mutual.
And, you know, I presented you with an opportunity today, and I didn't get the response I was looking for at the beginning. So I found an opportunity that you could potentially drive the Wienermobile. Okay? Who doesn't want to drive the Wienermobile? So I text my best friend, Brad. And I'm like, look, hypothetically, I have an opportunity. How would you think about me and you jumping in a Wienermobile and two dudes just cruising the country in a Wienermobile? The response I received back is,
What did you think I was going to say? Wow, yeah, let's get in that Wienermobile. We're going to get down the streets.
You should have been like singing the Oscar Mayer Wiener song and jumping on board. MTD's coming too. The three amigos just running around in a mobile wiener.
So how long are we in this Wienermobile, you, me, and MTD?
See, Krista would love it. Okay, here's the kicker. After doing further research, it would involve me, you, and MTD being in this Wienermobile, traveling the country for a year.
A year?
A year. shacked up in the Wienermobile together for a year.
So you were the only single one on the pod. Yeah. I'm assuming MTD and I are single at this point because their wives are not waiting on us to cruise the country in a wiener.
Okay, but in fairness, you took it to a level to where you just stopped communicating with your family. You took a complete sabbatical because you asked the question, well, should I still call and be in touch with Max? Yeah.
Do I still FaceTime Max through this or is this a... just a sabbatical from family.
I think we're missing an opportunity here. I think they would give MTD all the hot dogs he wanted.
He does like to eat a hot dog. He's a hot dog guy.
Free.
And Free is his middle name. Little, we should call him M3D. He says, remember, Jacob, I may not have meaning. Yeah, so if you're eating those, if he's eating those glizzies on the Wienermobile, he ain't going to be living much longer.
So what better way, MTD, than to spend 1 year of that with us two clowns in a Wienermobile?
So are we broadcasting the pod from the Wienermobile?
Live. Every day. Live. We're doing everyday shows.
So Kristen only sees me through YouTube.
Yeah, she'll have to. She'll finally have to listen to movie torture.
I'm getting the Dear John when I get home, though, right?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm getting the Dear John. I left. I can't make this anymore.
But
you strap me.
Think of the memories you bills. Have.
Yeah, I think about the smell on this Wienermobile. If we're eating hot dogs all day, and we're farting in the Wienermobile. Are you driving it? Is me and MTD just sitting in the back watching movies, or what?
That's a great question. No, we got to take shifts.
I got to drive this Wienermobile? I thought you're the one getting paid.
Well, we'd all be getting paid. You don't want to drive the Wienermobile? Like, okay, but true story. Like, did you never, like, get excited about the Wienermobile as a kid?
I did, yes. Like, you're going to, who's wearing the Wiener costume? You?
MTD, for sure. He's handing MTD, out.
Well, he's got to hide his face.
He's handing out Wiener whistles. He's doing the whole bit.
He's handing out wiener whistles. Come here, kids. You know you need this wiener whistle.
I'm telling you, man.
What's it for, Mr. MTD? In case somebody tries to be inappropriate, you blow the wiener whistle.
And then someone brought up, like, that was the Santa Claus. You know, we're getting around that time. We're getting close to that time. The Santa Claus, that was his dream that made him not like Santa anymore. That didn't believe in Santa anymore because he asked Santa for a wiener whistle and never got one.
What movie was this? The Santa Claus?
The Santa Claus. And then at the end,
I totally forgot that. Okay.
Tim Allen gives him a wiener whistle.
Sounds so inappropriate.
Well, you're making it inappropriate. This is
MTD, Jacob
family
would,
fun.
Jacob would be, I mean, he would make so many little boys excited and happy if he was driving the wiener mobile.
No.
Okay, are we watching bad movies when we're off, like in the truck?
Well, yeah, we still got to keep up on the pod.
But we do like 85 pods, so like, how's this working?
It would be the first time we would actually have MTD trapped, and he would have to watch the movies with us.
Oh, MTD, movie torture or movie gold?
And all he's doing is he's like, I want out. I want out.
This is his own prison.
This sounds like a terrible prison.
Yeah, if you could go to, I mean, I'll definitely be in the nap. If you could choose between a federal prison where it was kind of nice, like country clubish, you know, gym, TV, your own cell, or the Wienermobile for a year, what are you choosing?
Prison.
I think I'm choosing the prison too because I'm gonna lift weights.
You're gonna get jacked.
There may because it's low security. If there's conjugals, there's probably not going to be a lot of like prison stuff.
Okay, so we can get to the movie here. Quick question though, either a scenario for you, I think you're getting a Dear John letter.
I don't know. I've asked Kristen before if I went to prison, is she sticking around? She said it depends on what I go to prison for. Like, if it's tax evasion, I think she sticks around. if it's, you know, assault, sexual assault or something like that, I think she's gone.
Sure. I mean,
if it's grand larceny at the bank, I think she's gone. I don't think she's going to be like, thanks for robbing the bank, Brian.
you and Kristen become the next Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. We get shot up in our Honda Pilot. We get shot up in the Wienermobile.
Well, that's horrible. I don't want you guys dying.
I know, we're dead at this point. You just Bonnie and Clyde us.
I did not Bonnie and Clyde you.
You're like, you're the next Bonnie and Clyde.
Anywho.
So what movie are we doing tonight?
Correct me if I'm wrong on this. We are doing Sleepwalkers. I do know that. 1992. This was actually not a Stephen King book. This was actually one of his first actual written movies that he wrote, but never from a book.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that is accurate. Or I could be completely wrong. Both options are on the table.
Well, I think it is. I think you're right.
I do not believe this was a book. Oh, MTD said I was correct. Thank you, MTD. So this was Stephen King's first attempt at being a screenwriter for this movie.
It was not. Yeah, okay.
And I would have to say, me and you, Brad, we have watched tons of movies. We have seen movies. We were kind of talking about this. We probably watch it like 100 movies a year when it comes to movies. A lot for the pod, and then some not for the pod. This had to be one of the weirdest beginnings of a movie I've seen in a long time.
This movie's beginning. Let's get into this before I give you the 1 minute synopsis.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
MTD, how much did this movie make and what was the budget?
MTD might write this movie off because of this intro. He may never watch this movie because of how this movie starts. I have something to add once we talk about that beginning scene of the movie.
We actually have a sponsor, but I will read the sponsor after I read the 1 minute. Budget $15 million. That's pretty cheap.
That is back then for 92. That is pretty cheap.
Did they spend it on the cars?
I'd say cars. Stephen King probably paid himself handsomely. $30 million.
We made $30 million. Okay. Are you looking at the right thing, MTD?
Well, it did have a lot of big names in it. They had a lot of cameos. Mm. All right, get to your 1 minute synopsis. I really want to talk about the beginning of this movie.
Hold on. Yeah, ready? Hold on, I'm doing something.
Oh, boy. We will return after this short message.
Okay, here is the synopsis. Oh, my gosh. If you've ever thought, hey, I wish my horror movies had more shape-shifting cat people and an alarming amount of mother-son romance, then Sleepwalkers is the red flag you've been waiting for. The movie stars Charles and his mom, who look like a normal suburban pair until you realize they're not just close, they're West Virginia Family Reunion close. And not even the cats approve. I love that. There's so many cats. And the cats lick themselves for fun. That's how you know it's bad. Our two favorite feline freak villains prowl around feeding on virgins like it's their Aldi grocery run, all while maintaining the kind of mother-son relationship that makes viewers stare at the screen like, did they mean to leave that in the script? The special effects look like someone melted a wax museum, and the only characters with common sense are the army of house cats who rise up against the warriors. If you want a film that's part horror, comedy, and I need to talk to my therapist, Sleepwalkers is the one. 5 stars for cats. Negative 12 stars for the incest subplot that absolutely no one asked for.
It's true. That's true. I like that. That was good. I like that one. So the very beginning of this movie opens up, and what do we see, Brad? What is greeted to your eyes as the movie starts?
Well, MTD's fever dream nightmare. But let me say, we do have a sponsor tonight, Jacob. We have a sponsor. And we have something that we're going to talk about here. Is your family getting a little too close for comfort, Jacob? Like, has your cousin ever tried to slow dance with you at Thanksgiving?
No. I would punch him.
I mean, we have this sponsor. They came on. They're like, this is called Family Boundaries. It's the world's first anti-incest spray.
Is that not just a fart?
No, it's a spray. One spritz, and the family boundaries creates a protective cloud of common sense and emotional distance. It works on your uncle. It works on all the weird creepers in your family. Suddenly, awkward hugs become side hugs. Overly affectionate comments turn into normal small talk. And anyone trying to get weird is redirected to a hobby like knitting or moving out. This is technology we can be proud of. No family tree will be ruined with this spray, Family Boundaries. So remember that, Jacob. Every bottle includes two judgmental cats who stare disapprovingly at anyone who questions their choices. Family Boundaries. Because keeping your family close is good, but not that close.
This product, this sponsor, is the first one I could be like, growing up, I could have used this. And I know you're like, whoa, what are you talking about here?
Whoa,
let me explain.
Is this your therapy? Or did you come to MTD and have for therapy?
Let me explain. Okay. I grew up in a very large Italian family. Like our family reunions, when we went to Pennsylvania for our family reunions, is like 200 to 300 people. That's how big our family would come to these family reunions, all Italians. And if you know something about Italians, family or not, they love to kiss you on the lips. I'm like, nah.
How many men have you kissed on the lips, Jacob?
Zero. And here's why. Okay. I was trained properly to the 90-10. Okay. And you might be asking, what is the 90-10? Well, let me tell you, the 90-10 is you dupe your family members. You go in 90% of the way thinking you're about to embrace a kiss on the lips. And then at the last 10, you flip a cheek. So they hit your cheek and it's game over and you walk along. It's the 90-10 method. Works every time.
Well, MTD and I practice the 100-0 method. We just go straight in for lip kisses when we see each other. That's just how it is.
That don't surprise me. Father and son. You look like lip kissers.
We're lip kissers. I ain't kissing on the lips, boy.
I like
we
it.
Look like lip kissers. You can take that, MTD. He's saying you and I look like lip kissers. So he said, not funny. So Jacob, this opening scene,
I'm really wondering,
were these cats like, I don't want to be in this incest movie. So they voluntarily hung themselves from a tree. Like, is this cat suicide? Because I would think that would be the better way out of this movie.
There was cats hung. This is not what this opening scene was. A, not PETA friendly. And if you're a diehard cat lover, I love cats. I love animals. Okay. But they were all dead. They were strangled. They were beaten. They were hung. It was crazy. It was absolutely absurd. And who's there to investigate? None other than Mark Hamill to see the situation why all these cats are dead. Okay. But here's where things get interesting, Brad. Okay. This is a true post from Facebook. Fox 9 News, credible news agency, correct?
Yes.
Six hours ago. Okay.
Okay. This is new. This is fresh. Okay.
A woman in McLeod County is facing serious charges after authorities discovered several dead and neglected cats in Lester Prairie. Do we have a sleepwalker on our hands?
Oh my gosh. how many cats again has she killed? It say this.
It just says several. So I'm assuming many.
Several, we have, MTD and I have figured out several means more than three, because we Hannah said several times she's taken dumps on a four-wheeler, and we brought that back to several means more than three.
It is more than three.
So I think it's more than three cats.
Because okay. A few is three. Horrible,
she's a horrible human being.
Well, absolutely.
Not Hannah, but this lady.
Yeah, not Hannah, this lady, yes. So... But basically, Mark Hamill is investigating this, and they find what seems to be a young girl because she's wearing braces, but she looks like she's 1,350 years old, like mummified.
Yeah, nobody's going to look like that in the amount of, I don't think so. I mean, she looked like the skeleton that is in your biology class in high school.
But if the sleepwalkers get to you, okay, you might. And here's the best part about Stephen King's writing. You may be wondering, I know what a sleepwalker it is. What is? It's someone who, when they're asleep, walks around the house. But Stephen King fixes that for you by making sure in the intro, he gives you a very long definition of what truly a sleepwalker is, just in case you're confused.
And Jacob and I watched this together, so we did not really read.
We did not. So we were really confused. So I recommend if you watch this movie, read it, because it would be very helpful.
It would be helpful, because we did not know what a sleepwalker was. I had to look. It's like a werecat, like a vampire werecat. I don't know. It's stupid.
It's weird. It's so weird.
But so Mark Hamill is like cheesing it in this movie, man. Like, he's got the shades on.
He is.
The mustache. He looks like he's straight out of an episode of Chips. And
he's so irrelevant at this point. He's so far gone from Star Wars. I mean, besides the Star Wars fan base, like, everybody was like, who's this?
But I read that Mark Hamill was like, I don't even remember doing that movie. And I'm like, come on, we know you paid Stephen King so you could be in this movie, right?
Yeah, don't give me that. I don't remember doing this movie.
Yeah, he's like, Mr. King, can I be in this movie, please? I'm Luke Skywalker.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. How much do you think he made as a Skywalker? Like, it made his life, right?
He made all of his money came from that, for sure. Because not only was it the movies, he also did all the appearances, going to all the Comic-Cons, people paying him to do on panels. So, yeah, that movie made his life. He didn't have to
do it. But he's also the voice of the Joker in all the Batman cartoons. So he did make money doing that.
He did, but he was
looking up his net worth.
He was pretty set for money. But so that
gives his net worth is 20 mil. That's a good net worth.
So to understand this movie is, A, number one, read the actual definition of a sleepwalker.
Yeah. Don't do like us.
Two, you learn that whatever the sleepwalker is, for whatever reason, for what we don't know why, they don't like cats, and cats don't like them.
You think Stephen King was like, I'm bringing back the cat's eye. Like, he has something with cats. You know, and wasn't there a cat in Pet Sematary?
Yes, Pet Sematary, the main thing was a cat, yeah.
Yeah, so he's all into cats. He's a cat. He looks. I want to get to his looks when we.
Oh, hold on! No, finish what you're gonna say. You're about to say he looks like a cat guy. You're basically
he does. He looks like a cat guy.
So you're telling me MTD is weird? Like No.
MTD is not like a cat guy. Stephen King looks like a cat guy. He looks like a guy that has no life. Sits in a room with his 18 cats. And he's writing Mr. Mercedes or whatever he writes.
Brad, what happened in your life that you had disdained cats?
I'm allergic to cats. I can't. It's hard for me to be around a
cat.
That's
not their fault.
Yeah, but it just makes me not want to be around them. I'm like, no cats. Please, no cats.
I mean, that's fair. So it's not a hate for cats. You just can't be around cats.
I don't hate cats. My wife hates cats.
What happened
she
to her?
She's not a cat person. She just doesn't like cats. She thinks they're nasty.
Okay.
Sorry, MTD.
But dogs who scoot their butts across your carpet are not?
But, you know, my wife hates a lot of things. I mean, she says this all the time to me when we're at home.
I think podcasts are very boring. I do not listen to any podcasts.
Well, we know she doesn't listen to this podcast.
I think podcasts are very boring.
Cats are clean. And then, they literally bathe themselves.
Cats are clean. Yeah, MTD loves cats. They are clean. Have you ever seen two cats going at it, like, in love?
What?
I have. They were in my driveway at my old house. These two cats were out there, and they were making the weirdest noise. It was like, woo! It sounded like one of them was dying. MTD, you should look this up on YouTube. I'm sure they have a clip or something.
MTD, look up on YouTube, two cats, oh my goodness.
Two cats mating. And it's weird. They were like, whoa! He said, I think not.
I'm with you, MDB.
So then that was Ohio. Now we cut to Indiana.
Correct. Yep.
Into what looks like the most dreary, dark house. I don't think they've heard of lights in this house very much.
My question was, too, that I was really confused about, like, what era is this supposed to be in? Is this like the 60s, the 50s? Like, they're not very clear.
I think it's the 90s.
Is it?
I mean, the cop car does look very Dukes of Hazzard looking.
It does.
But, and the Trans Am or the Pontiac is probably in 1980.
Yeah. So
Is it the 80s?
Maybe the 80s.
Is it the 80s?
Or is it supposed to be just kind of like this small town feel?
So I think it's not, small Americana.
Yeah. So it's like not fully caught up with the times yet. It's kind of what
they're
going for.
Yeah. Maybe that's more.
Okay.
So we're watching this. Jacob and I are watching this scene. And he's like, mother. And then they start dancing.
Hold on. Before that, though, he's in his room. And he's...
Oh, gosh, I forgot. You need to tell this scene.
He's in his room looking at the yearbook, right? Checking out all the ladies in the yearbook, okay? Which, I mean, as young men, we've all done. You always got to go through the yearbook and be like, oh, she's cute. And he's got a heart around one, but he takes it a step further. He then grabs out his pocket knife and starts carving the letter T into his arm. Which...
Should we carve movie torture in our arm? MT?
Well, why wouldn't you just go get a tattoo? Why do you got to carve your arm up?
I feel like there'd be a lot of blood from that. It looked like there'd be a lot of blood on his shirt.
But he's not normal.
Yeah, but if I like nick shaving or something, it like bleeds forever. No carving from me.
MTD gets it.
MTD can't carve. He's on blood thinners.
See, me too.
Just kidding, MTD.
Yeah, so it was really weird. But then we get to what Brad's about to, King felt was such a crucial part of this story.
So we're watching this movie and they're dancing like maybe a mother and son would do. I probably wouldn't, but they're doing this.
Well, at first, me and you are kind of going back and forth because we're like, are they mom and son? Or it was like not clear at very first. But then it came
very
clear.
But he did say mom. He did say mom.
He did.
And so then they get kind of close. I mean, they're inside the uncle kissing boundary. And we're watching this and we're like, is this about to go where we think this is going?
And the answer?
And yeah, they start making out. Like, they're all like, so then he picks her up, carries her upstairs, which is a power move for a kid to pick his mom up.
I don't know if we like, should use power move in this scenario.
No, not his mom. To pick any woman up.
Sure,
to carry
yes.
her up a stair.
It's romantic. It's a very romantic gesture. Yes.
And then he lays her in the bed. And then they show a blue light outside. I guess that's code for mom and son are fornicating in the bedroom. It was a weird... Jacob, we've seen so many movies.
We have seen so many movies. This one's the weirdest.
This might be the weirdest scene I've ever seen from a mainstream writer in Stephen King. This, it was like he was like, I got to go next level. Like, this is, we're bringing in incest.
And I don't know if this has anything. Well, no, it does not have anything to do with anything. But I was doing deeper research on this movie. And the whole plot line behind this was, because we didn't know this at the first going into the movie, because again, we didn't read. So I went back and looked. They were the last two of their kind. That's the whole premise of this movie.
Did they say that in the
yes.
preview? In the yes. Why didn't we read this? we were wondering the whole movie, and we could have just read it and been like, okay.
So they are the last two of their kind, or whatever they are, they're the last two. And the cats, they hate the cats, and the cats hate them because the cats know exactly who they are, and they can see them. They can't hide from them because, you know, they have kind of weird powers and stuff, but yeah.
But there's never, like, I wish there could have been a scene with the cats getting together and maybe meowing, and we see some subtitles, like, meow, meow. And they're like, we got to go kill them.
It was really weird because throughout the movie, all that you really kept seeing through the cats, there's some funny scenes in this movie with cats, and we'll get there. But their main house, all you're seeing is like every scene we cut to their house, there was just more and more cats showing up, just hanging out in the yard, just chilling. Like it was just like a social gathering. Like they were coming for a cat convention and they're waiting for it to start.
I guess we would have known had we read it. We didn't know why they were hanging out there.
We didn't because we didn't read.
Yeah.
I
thought the cats would be their friend.
We were your typical males. We got the box in the mail. We brought it inside the house. We ripped it open. We looked at the front cover of the instructions and we're like, nope. And we just started trying to put it together.
That's exactly what we did, Jacob. So the next scene, we're at school, right? Isn't it school?
Yes. He's got a sweet car, by the way. He gets in the nice, awesome Trans Am, and he goes to the...
Do you think chicks dig the car?
Yes. Absolutely. Do you think the chicks digged when I was rocking around in my mom's 98 Ford Windstar? No. But a Trans Am?
I don't think you're picking chicks up because of the wheels you're driving.
Some, but you don't want those ladies. You want yourself a good lady, not one who's just interested in the car you drive.
But if I drove a Lambo, I guess my options of women increase because they assume I'm either overcompensating or I have a lot of money.
Do they increase, though? Yes, they increase to a degree. But they're not increasing for you specifically. They want your money.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would love to do a scientific example of, like, you drive a 1988 Ford Festiva.
Yeah.
And I drive a 2026 Lamborghini.
You have a better opportunity.
Who gets a chick first?
You. The wrong one, though. I walk away with the eternal lasting love, and you walk away with debt and scams.
I walk away with a 10.
I'm not saying she's a gold digger, but she's not.
But when she finds out I don't have money and I just rented this car,
she's out. See?
Okay. Shallow. And then they find out yours says, whoa, you really don't drive a 1988 Ford Festiva? You're like, no, I drive an 84 Ford Festiva. This is a little better than what I have.
But it's
lucky
true.
You.
But it's true and it's authentic.
Oh, and then MTD has to ride taxis everywhere. He's an Uber guy.
But if he
doesn't have wheels.
If you're in New York, that doesn't matter.
No, we are in rural Minnesota.
But he goes to the movie theater. That's where he goes to see the chick.
Oh, yeah, that weird scene. Yeah, he's scoping her out.
Well, that's what's funny, too. So you get to the movie theater, right? And it's on her. She's, like, getting ready to sweep the movie theater floor. And we have our first, like, classic. Like, it's a 92 movie, but they're pulling a lot from the 80s style movie because she starts going into a music montage while cleaning this movie theater.
Music montage.
And then homeboy comes shyly to talk to her and to meet her because he's trying to woo her to come to his house and meet his mommy. But what does he do,
but
Brad?
Why does he want her to meet mommy
when he's
in love with mommy? This is like a love triangle.
This is my point. He goes and meets her, right? And then what's he do? He goes home. And what's he do when he gets home? He's like, sorry, mommy. I tried to get her. I'm still working on it. And she's like, you need to hurry up because I really need to feed. And then she's like, but I forgive you. Let's go upstairs.
Do they go up again?
Yes. Time number two.
Twice, man.
Stephen King, you're weird.
Like, I feel like if I was writing this, Kristen would be like, what's going on, man? Like,
questions
weird.
Had to be asked.
Is there something going on with you that we don't know?
So yeah, then the school scenes are better. So he goes to school. He's talking to the girls, trying to woo her over and blah, 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 blah. And then we're introduced to probably my ultimate favorite character in this entire movie. The police officer. And he's all, this guy is all hyped up. He's, you know, living in, he's flying in his Trans Am, and he's going like a buck 20, just flying down the road. And this character reminded me of MTD so much, because not only was he,
he was definitely MTD.
Not only was he a police officer, he had a companion. He had a fellow officer in his vehicle. And I'm drawing a blank on the name.
It was Clovis.
Clovis attacked the attack cat. That's what is. So he rode around in his squad car all day long with Clovis, the attack cat. And so he goes to try to pull the guy over. It's not working. They stroll up side by side. The cat sees the mommy lover, and his face starts going all like crazy and
like
weird.
Cat-like.
And the police officer's like, what's going on? So he speeds off ahead, gets away, and then he turns in. He's able to do Wonder Woman moves and go invisible.
Well, we also have the scene where MTD and Clovis almost hit a truck, and Clovis goes,
That was so great. That was hilarious.
That, that cat's face, it looked like you gave it like, you stuck a thermometer up its rear end as well. It was like, whoo!
And this is where we learn. This is where we learn that cats can see him when he's invisible, because you get this weird, like, red.
Well, he goes invisible.
Yeah, he goes invisible, and then you see this the cat looking, but all the cat can see is red. But the cat can still see, and then the bet, because that was hilarious. Because then the guy, why he's invisible, he's looking. He's like, stop looking at me. Stop looking at me, cat.
So, Jacob, we've talked about this on Movie Torture before, but invisibility, best superhero power of all time.
Is it?
It's pretty good. Well, it's at least the best for a pervert.
Yeah, I would not qualify it my best.
I mean, for me, like stopping a locomotive like Superman would be the best.
That'd be the best. Time, be able to stop time, control time. That
well,
would
now
be.
We're Flash, right? Isn't that what Flash does? He like can go back in time.
Well, only because he can run really fast. But I'm not talking about.
But invisibility. If you're a guy and you're invisible, I mean, you can find out what people really think about you.
I don't want to know that.
I feel like we would constantly be sad. It'd be like, oh my gosh, Brad and Jacob, all they ever do is talk movies. It'd be like,
all you did was just reaffirm how bad that power would be. I don't want to know what people really think about me.
It would be so bad. And then you would always be tempted to use it not for good.
This would never happen. But I'm saying, what if you had invisibility and you like sneak to my house, you weirdo, invisible. And
why am I in your house when I'm invisible?
And all of a sudden you hear me like talking to someone and be like, man, movie torture is dumb. I don't want to do movie torture, but Brad makes me do it. You'd be heartbroken. You'd be crushed. And all of a sudden, I would hear this invisible man over here just sobbing in my house.
No, if I'm invisible, I'm like going to all these celebrity parties. They're not seeing me there, but I'm like in there hanging. I'm kicking with them. I'm learning what they do in their private life, like who they're dating. I'm like following them home.
All you're just doing is grabbing a perverted stalker. Like... Any person who's like invisibility is the best gift ever, there's something wrong with you. Like,
you know who Troy would be? Troy would definitely use it to the wrong. He would be stalking everyone.
Yeah. I question anybody who's like invisibility is the best gift ever. Is it?
Yeah. No, I want to do like Flash. I want to be able to hop time.
That would be cool.
But I will say invisibility, best superpower for a 16-year-old. Because you're sneaking into girls' locker rooms.
See,
you're like all
back
in
to being weird again.
But that's what you do as a 16-year-old. You're like, oh my gosh, I guess I'm going over to the female locker room tonight.
That's why invisibility is the moment
what
you mentioned.
Saying, Jacob?
Oh, I think I said the moment you say invisibility is the best thing, I'm like, something wrong with you. You're getting in the weird.
There's
category.
Nothing wrong with me. I'm just
saying you.
As a 16-year-old, yay, I'm coming over to your house and I'm hearing you go, I hate movie torture. If Brad invites me over to his house one more time to watch a stupid movie.
MTD, did Brad's explanation of being invisible convince you that's a great superhero power?
He's going to say no.
What we got to talk about the cop. What song was he singing?
He said stop with breath.
What song is he singing?
Oh my gosh, he's singing a racist stupid song. It was so just bad. Make it up.
But it was hilarious. It was so
I wonder if I can look up the hold on.
I don't know if you can.
I'm not gonna say it on cop song on.
He loses the guy, and the cop basically now is back at the station, and he's like, I know I sound crazy, but weird things happened with his face. He wasn't normal, okay? And now you're starting to learn that their human form that they're holding is not really who they are, that there's more to them than that.
Okay, here it goes. Hey, there comes Johnny with his bleep in his hand. He's a one bald man, and he's off to the rodeo. It's 40 below, and I don't give a bleep. Got a heater in my truck, and I'm off to the rodeo. And it's all made left and all made right. Come on, you bleep, dummy. Get your right step right. Get off the stage, you bleep goof. Get off. Bleep jerk, get on my nerves.
Wasn't this
well, here
about
comes
chicken?
Johnny with his blanket in his This doesn't even make sense. MTV, is this you in the cop car?
Oh,
off to the rodeo.
Yeah. So mommy's getting angry because the girl still has not been found. But now this cop is on a vengeance. He must find this blue vehicle. But another superpower he has, he can change his car at any time he wants to something different.
Yeah, and he makes another sick ride, by the way. Like, I would like that.
But it's still the same car. He just is able to put on a mirage of a fake vehicle, right?
Yeah, but she sees it as, like, you know.
A sweet new ride. Right.
Yeah, a sweet new ride. So, and it does look good. I mean, it definitely looks good.
Because we get to the point where he is now at the, he wants to take, oh my goodness, Brad, how did we miss this? How did we miss this? So he goes to the girl's house, he meets the parents, and they go upstairs, and on their walls, they have like these, what you would do as a kid, where you take some paper, or sit on something, and take your pencil, and like rub it on the paper, and it would trace it. On the paper, mm-hmm. They would do this with gravestones, and the girl's telling about this, and he's like, "Oh, that's I know you probably think that's weird." And I was like, "I really like it." And she's like, "You are weird." And then he starts talking to he's about to take her on a date, and they're going to go to the graveyard. Okay, and so the parents are like, "Where are you taking our daughter? What are you doing?" And he explains to it, and he goes, "Because I'm a fellow rubber."
I didn't even know they called them rubbers.
I didn't either, but apparently they do. He goes, we're going to go to the cemetery and do some rubbing. Now, as a concerned parent, I would have follow-up questions. I would be more concerned.
Jacob and I are heading out to the cemetery to do some rubbing.
No, me and Brian Brad are not. So that's what he takes her to the cemetery to do. It's really weird. I guess what's funny is about this whole movie, it's not shocking about like, MTD or not MTD Stephen King's personality.
He's a weird dude, man. He's a weird dude.
I think we're losing you, Brad.
Me? Oh wow. Losing my signal here. Hold on, Jacob.
You are still very choppy. I am talking to a robot. Oh, there he goes. So hopefully he'll be back with us shortly.
Okay, I'm back.
He's back. Okay. Yep, you're in. MTD said, bye, Brad. Yeah. He's like, bye, Brad.
See you later. I hate that when I logged out, I don't have the chat anymore. I can't see all we talked about.
it did make for a great moment because I felt like this was a total classic. I felt like we were in Wayne's World where you walk off and leave. And then I was just Garth, like just sitting there quietly staring into the camera because I don't know what to do. Like I lost my second part. I don't know what to do here.
What do I do here? She's paying. We should do Wayne's World 2 on this show.
Oh, it's so bad. We should.
It's so bad. Anyway, where were we at in this movie?
So basically, they're
so
at
he's the rubbing. He's doing some rubbing.
Yeah, they're at the cemetery. And now basically he's trying to suck her soul out of her face. To where
such
he, like,
a weird scene
bites and down on her lip.
We're 40 minutes into this and we're finally seeing a scary scene. Like
that's the thing. I mean, 40 minutes. Yes.
Like I want to see something good. Like I want to see a scary movie. There's nothing been scary up to this point other than incest, having sex with your mom.
That is scary. But yeah, so it takes 40 minutes. We get to the point where now we're learning he's trying to suck her life force out of her because that's what keeps them moving and going or whatever the case may be. But she doesn't give up so easily. She smashes his head with a camera. And when she does that, his face starts morphing and going crazy again. Cop is rolling around and she's like fighting him and stabbing him and he still keeps coming back. And at one point, does she rip his eye out during? Yeah, she takes his eye out on this. And he goes, the police officer finds his car because since he's so beat up, his car goes back to a blue Trans Am. The officer shows up at the
still
cemetery.
Still a good car to go back to.
It is. And he comes running to save the day. And before that can happen, the girl screaming at him to help. And this is Brad's favorite line coming up. He's trying to help the girl and the girls, they gotta help. And the dude sneaks up behind the cop and slams a, pencil into his ear and says, "What?
Cop kebab."
And the girl starts screaming. It's such a weird line, but it's funny.
Wait, we've already seen, no, we have. Okay. Keep going. We haven't seen Stephen King yet.
No, so that's coming up. So yeah, he's like, cop kebab. And then who comes to save the day? The attack cat. He jumps out of the car. Yeah. He starts ripping up and he's like getting his big gouges in his face. He finally goes home. And then here comes Mr. Stephen King.
But before we do that, we failed to bring up the guy from Beetlejuice as a school teacher.
Oh, that's, oh my goodness. How do we miss this?
Wait, yes, we tried to bring this up, MTD. Oh, and this guy was like, he was grabbing students, slamming students' hands in school. I mean, he was
awful,
a jerk. So awful. He follows him and he comes up and he's like, "I know you're not from Indiana. All your records are forged."
Yeah, he figures out that.
"How do you know that?" And he goes, "I just know." And he goes, "Are you going to blackmail me?" And then he goes to molest him.
No, he goes, "Are you going to blackmail me because I don't have any money?" And then the guy goes and grabs his chest and he goes, "It's not always about money." And then grabs him in the no-no zone. And then he rips his hand off.
Yeah, goes, which is a great scene, by the way.
And he goes, "You should learn to keep your hands to yourself. And by the way, here's yours." And then hands him back his now severed hand.
So in this movie, within the first 35 minutes, we've seen a son make love to his mom and a teacher try to molest a student.
Stephen King's writing, man.
Oh my gosh, it's so bad. He needs to stick to novels, not screenplays. So MTD says, "Sounds like a great movie." You can watch this movie right now on Tubi, listeners. Just go to Tubi. Free. It's free.
Absolutely.
With all their boring commercials. Anyway, so now we meet Stephen King, and he's going around, and the joke of this is he keeps asking the same question to all these old horror directors.
And it's like all Clive the different horror directors. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the joke. But if you do not know what these people look like Jacob and I didn't know, this was a dumb scene, because we're looking at each other, why is he doing this? Like, it's stupid. It makes no sense.
Right, but it was, in reality, to make sure they all had a cameo kind of in the movie.
Yeah, but it's still stupid. And you know what? I'm putting the finger at the chick. I'm like, you killed the cop.
Did she?
Like, no, if I'm the police there, I'm assuming did it.
Yeah, yeah. But they already had reports about this guy. because the cop had already reported him.
So she goes home, and her parents, by the way, Ferris Bueller's mom and dad.
Yes. Yes, they are.
The same parents. Yeah. And they're actually married in real life.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
Okay.
They met on the set of Ferris Bueller, and I guess they wanted to be husband and wife again. Like, I love Kristen, but I don't know if I want to play her husband on a TV show.
Why not?
Because I get to play her husband every night. I don't need to do it on a TV show. Plus, the writers might make me a different kind of husband. You know, I don't know if I want to be different. But, so now this girl's taking a bath in this big tub. Like, because that's what you want to do after you've been attacked, right? Just get in the bathtub and do nothing. It's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
And the dad comes to the door, and I'm like, are we about to have some more incest?
I thought the same thing. I was like, please, can we not, like Stephen King for real? Like, come on.
I thought he was going to crack the door just to look at her.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm looking at you. Oh, yeah, she's hot. Like, I was worried we were going to do that.
But he was a great father and legitimately checking on his kid to make sure she was doing okay.
It's still weird. So then... the mom shows up because her son is like almost dead, right? Like she's mad because like he's been attacked by cats. He's almost dead at this point.
Yeah.
So she goes to the house and throws the girl's mom out the window in the most comical way possible. It was
like she just fucked her right out the window.
I mean, and we thought she was dead. I'm like, I think she's dead, right? But this movie makes me think of this song.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So she throws the mom out. The state troopers come. She's fighting everybody. All these cops run, yet she still gets away again.
Again, she's great at getting away. So she gets away. And lo and behold, goes
she takes
back
the girl,
to,
by
to
the way.
House, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She takes
the
girl
back,
back
to that house.
Because he's still
she
there.
Takes the girl back to the house, yes. And the girl wakes up, and he's, like, alive still, right?
But the best part about this is because now there's, like, hundreds of cats in there, and she's freaking out. So she literally just drives the police car through the house so she doesn't have to get out of the car.
Okay, Jacob, this is real life. Here's what's happening. You be 911. I'm calling you.
I'm 911.
Yeah, you're 911.
Okay.
Call it. Your answer is 911 for me.
911. How may I direct your emergency?
Yeah, I got a crazy neighbor who has about 100 cats next door, and they're crapping in my yard, man. Like, I don't like this at all. Can you send out somebody? I think I got a cat hoarder. I think there's a guy there named MPD who's hoarding some cats. I don't know, but I got to get rid of the cats. They're starting to stink. It smells like pee and urine. I just can't do it.
Frank, I told you to stop calling. This is not our problem, okay? This is an emergency line.
Well, it's somebody's problem. I can't just see these pooping cats out here every day. It's killing me. One day it's 75, and next day it's 90. Why are these cats out here? And he's kissing his mama.
Well, they wouldn't care about that either.
Can't you rest over that? This is West Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, MTD, this is crazy. I'm telling you. So, what happens at the end here?
So basically, the girl gets away again. She ends up. They end up dying. I mean, that's. That's how this movie ends.
Yeah, the girl lives, right? She lives, the son and mom are now dead. Yeah,
correct.
And that's the movie.
And that's the end of the Sleepwalkers because they were the last two.
That's the end. I mean, it's and we kept thinking the whole time, is that Fugees? But it's not the Fugees.
No, it's the 1970s.
But yeah, it's you know, you get a lot of this. You get that first scene, Sleepwalker. But then you get this this song a lot.
Yes. which to us in our age, we thought was the Fugees.
Yeah, we know it's Enya. It's not Enya. Jacob, do you have any one stars for this movie? I'm sure that was so easy to find for you.
Oh, I sure do. The first one I came to said, way too much incest and not nearly enough sleepwalking. I mean, you cannot say it better. Like, that's pretty accurate. And this one was just like, man, that sucked. These ones for this movie are just straight to the point. This movie existing is my girlfriend's villain or origin story. I got follow-up questions, I guess. Oh, this one hits. Okay, this is the last one because this is perfect. Like, if you could never, this person hit a bad review better than I could think if you could write for this movie. It simply says, I think I hate this movie.
I think I hate this movie. Well, I have some 5 stars, Jacob.
From what, like 2 weeks ago?
November 26, 2025.
So close. Yeah.
5-star Lachey Beeson says, weird movie, but good. Lori M. wrote September 25th, 2025. Trigger warning, incest in movie. An oldie, but a goodie. Grossed out by the incest, but other than that, it's a good movie. Definitely not for the young eyes. Fu Fan wrote February 28, 2025. Love this movie. Brings back memories of my childhood. What was going on in your childhood, man? Are you incesting? I mean, and then Melissa Myrick says in June of this year, so grateful this film exists. Have you ever been grateful that a movie exists? Like,
never.
Especially Sleepwalkers. Like, I don't know if I'm grateful that this movie exists.
I'm with you on that.
Felicity wrote in 2023, remains a creepy movie.
Yeah.
Classic Stephen King. Oh my gosh. This just sitting and read reviews is funny to me. Jacob, movie torture or movie gold? MTD wants to know, is this the worst movie we've ever watched on movie torture? Movie
it
torture
definitely movie gold is take? The worst movie. And for that reason, it is so horrendously bad. It just makes it hilarious. So it's a movie gold. It's so, so awfully bad. It is so terrible. And I'll never watch this movie again. It's that terrible. But it was movie gold. It was so entertaining.
Hold on. Okay. I got to dispute you on that. One, this movie is a double gold. This movie is amazing. And I would watch this movie again. If you came over to my house and you're like, what, you want to watch a movie or something? I'd throw on Sleepwalkers for me and you again, because we could watch it and catch some stuff we missed.
Like reading the beginning?
Yeah, like reading the beginning. And, you know, the cop was great. I mean, he was great.
True.
The acting wasn't terrible. Nobody phoned it in this movie.
I mean, that is true. I really did their part, but it's just the whole, like, story is just...
It's an hour 25.
It's so weird.
It's not. It's in and out. I would watch this 100 times before I watched him again, or before I watched... what was the one we just did? Oh, my God. What was it, Jacob? I can't...
Strangers?
I would watch this before Strangers. I feel like we did another horror movie recently, like last week.
That me and you talked. How many movies we watch?
We said this was worse than Strangers, the movie we watched.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, are we getting that old that we can't even remember?
Yes, we are.
Jacob, we literally watched this together a couple weeks ago in my basement. We're like, we're gonna watch this movie, and it was terrible. Like we were both like
Toxic Avengers.
Yeah, Toxic Avenger. Yeah. That movie was terrible. Sorry, listeners, we're old.
Yeah.
Still, none of them hold a candle to Good Boy, the dog movie. That was
that
really
was a
good.
Great movie.
But we should talk about that in our well, this will be later. So you can listen to our episode of what we thought was the best movies of 2025. Me, Jacob, and MTD. But yeah, this movie, yeah. Movie gold, MTD. If you just want to sit back and turn your brain off and watch a dumb movie, then this is the movie.
Yeah.
You're not going to get scared. You're just, the scary part is watching a son take his mom to the bedroom. That's probably the scariest part.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, for MTD, for Jacob, that was Sleepwalkers 1992. Make sure you like and subscribe. Follow our show. We've got a lot of cool shows on the network. And yeah, I guess we'll see you next time on Movie Torture.